This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of Jeff Lewis Neal. He said he would stay up all night, but he couldn't keep his deal. He tried to hang with the Rise Guys, but he had no willpower. 'Cause he left on company time for a 3-hour shower. A 3-hour shower. The broadcast started getting rough. We know Jeff's full of crap. He said that he had to go wash himself, but then he took a nap. We know he took a nap. He let down every DJ and the listeners as well. Poor Madman and Fat Boy too. He dissed Paige, also 9. Now JLN does not deserve our respect.
I'm wore out.
You still got your fishnets on?
Oh, jeez.
Well, how'd they do it on SNL, man?
I put sweatpants back on and left the...
sexy.
Makes my legs feel cold.
You know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
I didn't have time to change underwear.
Oh, there it is.
God bless, Jimmy.
You got to go after this and do that then.
My balls kind of feel like...
Well, boy, have mercy. You think your microphone sounds bad?
Dude, I don't know if he'd take it off, though, if you had time.
Who, Jim?
I think he'd leave it on.
9, you really get into that. Look, I'm not doing anything other than just honestly busting balls, but, boy, you really, 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 like, you really got into this.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the drag race. I enjoy... the amount of effort these people put into it, and why not give it a shot? Because it isn't going to hurt. You know, I see the amount of effort like they put in at WrestleMania, but if I go do that, I'll never walk again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
I see the amount of effort they put in the Super Bowl, but if I go do that, I'll probably die.
Can I just say, Fat Boy, you can join me in this or not? I don't know. Do we know who our judges voted for? Like, I get the P1 vote. That's a ton of different votes. But did our we didn't hear any kind of actual vote from our judge?
Oh yeah, I know who voted for who.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
You want to reveal that or not? Was it everybody voted for Jeff or Crotch?
I didn't.
I did.
I didn't get a vote.
Well, two of our judges voted for Crotch.
Yeah.
And then the P1 vote was pretty tight between Crotch and Aunt Pam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I still got cigarette tobacco in my mouth.
Jealousy in the room.
So.
You should have won, Matt.
Why?
Pull the curtains back here. You went all out. Well, I mean, geez.
Well, it's not so much... it's kind of the funny thing. Like, Jeff was really in heels. I was in Adidas flip-flops.
And broke.
And he was wearing a wig that Fat Boy had worn on his...
crotch.
Like, on his stuff.
Like, his...
I'm just going to be
honest. Penis wore that as a wig.
Yeah.
Sacrifice,
I'll tell
brother.
Timmy what
sacrifice.
Happened. We did a thing. It was basketball where they had thongs on and they had the basketball goals on them. So Fat Boy's wearing a lady's thong, and obviously there's no room in the crotch for man parts. So I got him that blue wig out of the office. And I said, here, stuff this down inside the thong. Put your stuff inside the wigs to keep it hidden. So it was just like that's how he wore it, and then it was on Jeff's head. Like
sacrifice.
It was a sacrifice.
It was.
Win at all costs.
Yeah.
Well, I had a wonderful time. I think we got good video out of it, and And that's what counts. Timmy, as a gay man, can a straight man really be that much into drag and not? I try to see how Jimmy is so. Jimmy was wearing panties. Nobody knew this. No. You had to tell us that you were wearing panties.
Well, I figured you should go all out for something. Plus, you know how cheap they are.
Yeah, they're really cheap. They're dollar bin it because of it.
Well, yeah.
Excuse me.
But no, I mean,
well, this much material is $2.
Get it's that. A lot to go through and do. I mean, it's commitment.
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even in the contest.
But I had to dress to host it, right? I had to dress to do that part. At least that's what y'all told me.
Well, no, of course. Of course.
I mean, trust me, if I could have worn my AC/DC t-shirt, actually, if I didn't have to put on a dress, I probably wouldn't have worn the AC/DC t-shirt. I picked a different one. But
what kind of schmuck would buy that shirt?
I don't know.
But I did like your dress the best.
Oh, thank you.
I did.
Thank you, yes.
But I couldn't vote for you.
I appreciate that. I don't care if I'd ever do another drag pageant, honestly. I didn't, after I won last year, I didn't care if I never wore that damn dress again.
See, here's,
that's why I wore a different one.
Here's the thing, I'll be honest with you. I don't have any problem with dressing as a woman. I did it for two Halloweens. I did it for the charity thing at Wade Hampton for the Poultry Queen and something else one other time. I just don't get the character down good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Fatboy's Aunt Pam character was just, it was wonderful. And he was riffing, too. Like, he was totally riffing, like, all that.
It's totally a
gimmick. I asked him, and he did not prepare at all.
It's totally a gimmick. I mean, it's just...
I'm not saying, I mean, like, that's to your credit. Like, you walked in here, did not prepare at all as far as, you know, you know, the actual verbiage or any of the lines or Q&A or any of that stuff.
And I was just telling myself, be every redneck woman you grew up around.
It's wrestling. It's wrestling. All it is. Drag and wrestling.
Drag wrestling.
Drag wrestling?
Drag wrestling.
They have that. It's in Greer on Saturday nights. It's drag racing.
Really? Drag racing. Yeah, drag racing.
Yeah.
I thought Matt took it, though, with
like dressing in drag.
Everything you put into it, the makeup, the look. I mean, there's a lot.
Well, again, I wish you had a vote. Secondly, I think that I'm just amazed of how good Nine does it.
Yep.
And again, don't read into this. He's 100% straight. He's married. I've met his wife many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's incredible because they always say that people who do it, it's just kind of an outlet for them to, you know. But I guess that is like wrestling, though, because that has to be an extension of like some kind of character or whatever you're basing it on.
I mean, Jeff shaves his butt to wrestle. I didn't even shave my legs to do drag.
Yeah. You and Dana Carter both.
Do you do squats over mirrors?
Need to try it.
I get 7 years bad luck, I believe. That happened.
You know, something kept coming up, and it made me think about something. We got a text about... Tammy having the $20 bill coming out of the bra.
Oh, I think you're going to tell about all the texts where people are telling us, it's one particular guy who says they'll never listen to the show again because we're going to hell because that was gay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm used to that.
Oh, God.
I'm used to being told I'm going to hell.
Did Milton Berle go through this back in the 50s when he was dressing as a woman on
Flip
TV?
Flip Wilson?
Did every actor go through this?
Was that before the news told everybody to hate people who do it?
Well, what about back in the Shakespeare days where all the roles were always played by men, exclusively, all of them?
Yeah, Macbeth.
Every role played by a man. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand people.
I just think that... Fatboy plays a really good female character, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would like to request Aunt Pam do some phone scams.
I didn't think about that.
It's good. Like that could be a thing. Like Aunt Pam.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun, man. That's all I hear from the real one. I'll still do it anyway.
So you really do have a real Aunt Pam?
Yeah, I do.
And is that who that was?
I was loosely based on. She's a firecracker.
You're literally trying to burn every bridge with every family member, aren't you? You just want to have all your Christmases and Thanksgivings off.
She was a barrel of laughs back in the day.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody's got an Aunt Pam or somebody similar to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, Gay Timmy, what do we have to do for that $20 in your cleavage?
Oh, I
just noticed
I had
that.
To do for it earlier.
No, don't worry. People texting in don't want that $20. If they work at a store, they don't want that $20. I saw a couple texts about
you want
that.
The hundreds.
No, there's people just... people who handle money, like receiving money, and they were just saying it was hot like this. They hate getting bra money and sock money.
Yeah, booby money.
Getting
sock
sweaty, wet. Like when somebody pulls money out of their sock or out of their bra on a hot day, oh, it's all wet and nasty. They hand it to you. It's gross.
Yeah, it is. I've had females do that to me.
What?
So I'll take it. Like, how do you use my hands?
Women still put money in their bras?
I think only them gold dollars the post office gives you for change.
The second you is? Cell phones.
Cigarettes.
Lipstick, lip gloss.
I know somebody who has massive boobs. A woman.
Yeah.
And she keeps a gun in there. Right in the cleavage.
Don't get rusty.
Oh, no.
Watch
man.
Out. Paige, I'm wearing Kevlar.
It's not me.
They must make bras with pockets because she keeps money in there. She's got the gun in there, other stuff, too.
Do they make bras with pockets
my
for real?
In there?
There's your invention.
This is the thing in England right now, in the UK. Stores are putting up signs in the windows.
It's getting hot again. No sweaty boob money.
Sorry. Sorry. No sweaty boob money. No sweaty foot sock money.
Bring out the
we don't
money.
Want you wet money.
Ew.
That would smell.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Oh, my God.
Oh, we no longer accept sweaty, stanky, wet, blanky, bloody, and blanky money.
Who uses money anymore, first of all?
It's true.
They say on this one, if it comes out of your butt, crotch, or inner bra area, take that nasty blank to another store.
I know. That's why nobody wanted my Hope Fit.
Come on, man.
Due to the increase in temperatures, we will no longer be accepting money carried in your bra. Thanks, management. Every word spelled correctly, too. They're way smarter in England, apparently.
All right, just go take it out, take it into the bathroom, wave it under the hand dryer.
I don't carry cash. Am I the only one that bends over in front of the use game when it says pay with your cash or pay another way?
Oh, man, this one used to be the only one.
I freaking love you. That's great.
Oh, boobies are not pockets. Due to rising temperatures, we do not accept sweaty sock or blankie money. It's disgusting.
God. That store can write blanky and put it on the sign. I can't say it on the radio.
I know.
Boobies are not pockets. Nobody keeps butter in their wallet.
That's true.
Man, it's a lot of places have these signs up. Like, they flat out won't take your money if it's sweaty. I'm like, I'll take your money if it's spending money.
Paige, do you put money in your bra?
Never, because you can lose it.
Like, you would.
Falls out the back.
If it's real money, I'll take it. Yeah, and I've never kept money in my socks since I lost $50 that time.
Size of that bra. I mean, my Lord.
You saw Die Hard 3.
That's how D.B. Cooper got away with all that money. He hit it in Paige's bra.
They did drill into the tunnel. Jeremy Irons drove a truck right through your bra.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not completely sealed, so if you move the wire a little bit, it could fall out and you lose all your money. It's not a smart way to hold your money.
If you work for Metromont, Paige needs a new wire.
Ew, I need some construction cable.
It's the same wire they use on bridges.
Absolutely.
The serious question, when a woman puts money, because, you know, I haven't seen it in years. Even when I was a kid, I'd see it all the time. I mean, if you went to a yard sale and bought something for a dollar and gave them a five, the woman pulled the money out of her bra. I saw that.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
But,
hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Nice filing system.
But, like, I feel like it's not resting on the boob. I always thought it was under it.
Yeah, I mean, what I would think it would roll down underneath, and how are you? You can't dig down in your shirt and get it.
No.
Past your nipple.
I can try.
Is it okay to stick money under a belly fold and then give it to the person at the store? They like that better?
I could do that.
And so are the people, like, when they say, oh, your bill is $2.45, they're pulling it out of their bra their sock there?
Yeah, they're pulling it right out of the – well, I guess if it's
– what if I'm at Typhoon Lagoon?
Maybe if you pulled it out and it's all wet and nasty still from being pulled out, they just don't want wet, nasty, like hot, wet, sweaty money.
Oh, God. Yeah, I could see that.
And just imagine working in a store where all day long you just get handed sweaty dollar bills.
God, imagine what the cash register smells like.
Boy, whoa. I'd wear that sign around my neck if I was a stripper.
Whoa. How much sweaty money do you get in change? If you're the next guy or the second or third guy in the store.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're giving it back, too. They're taking it and then giving it back.
Be cool if you put it in some kind of blue light and see what was on the money.
Ew. Yeah, you'd have to.
I like that black light at the hotel.
Yeah, nobody, I mean, you wouldn't touch money.
That's awful.
Here we go. I guess it's a lady texting in. Maybe it's a man. I don't know. Bra money is a seasonal thing. Winter and fall only. Are these selling the paper cuts?
Yeah.
Kid, you probably won't.
But you know, they'll hold their debit card there too. So the numbers are melting off. That's where it's been.
I mean, I don't know if it's a fake text or not, but the guy says, I was getting down with a girl one time. She pulled the condom out of her bra, and it instantly turned me off, and I left.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, am I supposed to be paying you for this?
It just became like a dispenser at that point.
Was it a new one?
What?
The condom.
What?
Like, I think she's going to hand me a check at the end.
Oh, this is from earlier.
This is Eric. Your neighbor
Hang
was here.
Hang on. Hang on.
This is your brother's. You might fit.
Well, it's not easy in summertime in the South. It really is.
No.
It's not an easy thing.
Of course, we won't hear people calling up saying, yeah, I carry money in my socks and in my bra all the time. You just won't hear that.
Oh, no. No. I mean, nobody wants to be honest with that.
Nobody ever says, yeah, I stink. Yeah, I'm gross. Yeah, I'm nasty.
I have before.
I have been many times in my life.
Yeah. Somebody was going to hug me and I've done yard work. I'm like, hey, I smell gross. I've been doing
yard
work.
Oh, of course. That's just decent, man.
Yeah. Yard work. Yard work. Yeah. Plowing something, I bet.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
All right. Have I got a story for you?
I hope you got a bunch of them. We're early.
Oh, all right. Well, we're going to have some fun then. How about this? A homeless, armless, South Beach artist stabs a tourist. That's right. He paints with no arms on the beach.
Really?
Not with what you think.
He paints with his feet.
Obviously, yeah. So this guy.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Oh, obviously.
Stupid.
I thought we were working up a new phone scam.
I thought he might have been like that lady painter who painted with her mouth. Joni. So
there is a 22-year-old guy named Cesar Coronado from Chicago. He was on vacation in Miami Beach last week. And on Tuesday night, he had a confrontation with a 46-year-old homeless street artist by the name of Jonathan Crenshaw.
Yes.
So Jonathan says that Cesar sucker punched him, and Cesar says that he was asking Jonathan for directions. But either way, old John grabbed some scissors and he stabbed Cesar 2 times in the left arm. So he obviously got the scissors with his feet somehow and stabbed him.
I'd love to see video of that.
Yeah.
There's video of everything, but not that, huh?
So he grabbed it with his toes, and he had his scissors in his waistband.
Yeah, his waistband.
So he's, you know, completely
it's only a waistband
to be able
if
to do that.
You're hiding something illegal there. You never say anything like, hey, where's that dollar? I was here in my waistband.
Yeah, my pants don't have a waistband. They have a contraband.
up, down.
So imagine the guy when he went back home to Chicago. He has a good story to tell at the bar that he was stabbed by an armless, homeless artist and at the beach.
That girl that called in a few weeks ago is going to be up there in the bar, too.
What would he rather have, a home or arms? He's a homeless, armless guy.
Yeah, I guess that sucks. No home and no arms.
I got stabbed in the arm by some hobo down in Florida.
I'll take one arm and a mobile home.
Bobby, we need some beers for this one.
I just hope he never walks around. He's like, come on, man. I don't have a leg to stand on. Somebody be like, yeah, you do. That's what you do have.
So it depends on who you believe. Was the guy asking for directions, or did the other guy sucker punch an armless guy?
He's got the pot in the window. He just can't throw it out.
Mm-hmm. You know, it may just be sucker punch a homeless guy, because over vacation, there was one night that they were showing live PD, and it was old episodes, but it was like 8 hours worth of live PD, and I watched about 2 of them.
It must have been a Monday through Sunday night.
And it was the story was this one guy that he got they pulled him stopped him because he was walking all out in the traffic. He was drunk. I forget what town they were in. But then 2 hours later, they get another call, and they describe this same guy. Well, when they get there, he's like, hey, man, all I did was go in there and get a hamburger, and then these two guys just beat me up. And, mm-hmm. and they're like, come on, dude.
Likely story, buddy.
So they go and they look at their surveillance camera. There's this guy stumbling out of a all-night fast food place. And then out of nowhere, these two guys just beat the hell out of him, leave him laying with his food everywhere just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think people do beat up people just for fun.
It happens. Absolutely it does. Yeah, you're right.
And I don't get that. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. That's just pure meanness.
The end of the story is Crenshaw's arrest record
what?
Includes... he has trespassing, disorderly conduct, intoxication, vandalism, battery on police officer. So he's had some other run-ins before. So he's going to... His court date is July 18th. We'll see what happens with him.
Serious question, though. If you're a cop and you roll up on a guy who just stabbed a guy, but he doesn't have arms, do you put shackles on his feet?
I don't know if they got him.
They usually shackles? Got leg irons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or zip ties.
Put your legs behind your head.
I'm going to look in a cop car, man. There's all kind of goodies in there.
What do you mean?
Like, I've never seen the inside of a cop car. Like, he says he's got shackles. What else they got?
Oh.
They usually have drugs some leg irons around somewhere. They can certainly get some leg irons out there in a few minutes if they don't have some on them.
Well, you bring me some irons. We got an armless hobo. And I'm about to clock out, so we're it.
All right. Well, if you've ever done something and you had really good intentions, you can relate to this story. The post Katrina Holmes that Brad Pitt's charity built in New Orleans are now in rough shape, and people are really upset. So he and his Make It Right charity promised to build 150 affordable houses in the lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans.
You say affordable ho houses?
Affordable houses in the Ninth Ward. And, of course, you know, they had a lot of flooding, they had a lot of damage, and people were homeless. So they decided that they were going to build these homes quick, but now they're falling apart, leaking floorboards, walls are falling off, rotting roofs. And people are moving out now because they can't afford the repairs. So some feel that Brad has abandoned them, and so did the charity on these over 100 homes that were built so fast.
Well, you should look at some of the homes that are built around here so fast. Literally, there's a subdivision that I passed on the way to my house that I think went up in 2 weeks. It was bare like a dust bowl, and now it's got green grass and like 14 houses. Not even kidding.
What do they start at?
With an R?
No, starting at?
Yeah.
Oh, in the 200s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously they don't have homeowner's insurance or,
they allow those, I think.
Homeowner's insurance or any kind of warranty with the roofing companies, sort of, you know. Yeah. You would think that a roof would last more than 5-10 years, maybe.
He did a good thing, but you think he's going to move there and stay? When you could have all that money, live where he lives, and be surrounded by a mountain of ass? I'm going to move to New Orleans and give all that up.
I mean, it depends on who you believe. Like, you know, I remember when Ashton Kutcher one time said, I'm leaving Los Angeles because literally everywhere I go, there's a camera in my face or whatever. And, like, sometimes I just want to live and just be. And then he moved back to wherever the hell he's from. And he's like, yeah, nobody bothers me here. Yeah, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to go out in public.
Nothing wrong.
I owe a lot of people money.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm a big fan of all the famous people who've been moving to Idaho and Montana.
Yeah. Eric Bischoff.
I think they know, well, not him. I think they,
Cody
I
Wilder.
Said famous. I think they know what's up.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's why South Carolina's on fire.
Yeah.
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 Well, there's some exciting news if you love Tom Petty, because there's a 60.
He's alive again.
No. What? There's a 60-song box set that's going to come out on September 28th. It's called An American Treasure, and they've released a single. It's called Keep a Little Soul, and it was
do we have it?
Unreleased since 1982.
Oh. I don't have it over here.
No, that's the that's the old stuff. Huh. So who released it? His wife? Tom Petty's wife? Kyle?
Got it.
Oh, we do have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have it.
Let me look.
We don't have it.
I got it here, but I don't have it in the system.
Yeah, it's on the service.
I believe that things that are unreleased by artists were unreleased for reasons.
I think so. There's a reason it didn't come out for 35 years before he died.
Yeah. Sure, this is Aunt Pam doing karaoke last night.
Is this at the beach?
The beach.
Might have been audio from the last karaoke night at the Magic Attic.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a filler song, man. He was really high or he didn't want to sing it.
Yeah.
So other things on that box set, alternative takes, live versions, and, you know, you can get some pictures that you've never seen from the band and things like that.
That's great.
Very nostalgic.
Don't you always buy the $100 box set so you can get the booklet of photos?
Dude, yesterday when I went to an unnamed costume shop because they charged me full price,
yeah, they did.
They have Kiss boots there for costumes, but they are like $200 or $300 that they look like the Kiss boots. And I asked one of the girls, I said, you know, are these popular? She's like, we sell these all year long. Like, people buy these to collect them.
Mm-hmm.
They make his real boots here.
What?
Somebody in Anderson area makes his boots. Jeans boots.
Oh.
Yeah. So it could be the real things that circulated around.
No. They were boxed. I mean, it was made by the same people who made my Wonder Woman costume, Rubies.
Who makes them? Is it like private jeans boots? Is it like private label from Lebo's or something?
Whoever makes them is like a mom and pop type of shop.
Oh, okay. We have bootmakers. We have cobblers around here.
Somebody had texted. I mean, hell, J. Cole's mama still lives in Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you ever have problems with your mom and technology? I know I do with my mom and things that she doesn't understand, like the phone or the computer and things like that. Well, there's a tech writer for Forbes who posted screenshots from his phone last week after his grandmother encountered her very first GIF video. So there, it was in a group text with a bunch of relatives, and it was with Steve Harvey clapping. And she was so upset with all that going on, she didn't understand it, so she immediately took her phone to the Verizon store to see if they could fix it. She's very concerned that it wouldn't keep looping.
Thank God she wasn't in a group with Fat Boy or Jeremy Clements.
Yeah, those were fun.
So they had to tell her what it was and assured her that their phone was working. And so now she knows. You might want to tell your grandma next time. Let her know in a text. By the way, don't be alarmed.
I'm getting like that. I got to get a phone fixed. I don't know how to go about that.
What's wrong with it?
Screen's cracked. So I don't know, you know. I don't want to be. I'm nervous, man, about giving it over and somebody looking through it, because you know that's what's going to happen.
Why am I saying it?
Well, I mean.
What do you have on there?
I mean, it's nothing bad, but it's not stuff. I want other people to see. It's not here. Oh. It's the other one.
You have a separate phone?
Yeah, I have an older iPhone.
Why are you trying to get it fixed?
It's a backup.
You need to get it fixed and be a backup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the longer you wait to get it fixed, cheaper it'll be to fix that one, right?
It's for a side guy.
I guess.
Don't you carry insurance?
No, not on the phone. I just got it on me, man. And not the animal.
Right.
I should get it on the phone.
But you have
Buddy Neil has cell phone insurance.
I know.
He does.
You have an expensive phone, but you don't carry any insurance in case you drop it or break it?
No, because you know why? When you carry the insurance and you pay the extra 10 or 11 bucks a month, they still won't cover it. There's still something that just, won't cover it, buddy.
First time you bust like an $800 phone and they send you a refurb to replace it, you won't carry the insurance anymore. You'd rather just buy a new phone again.
Hey, no, American Home Shield did cell phone repair.
Buying a phone's like buying a car.
Yeah.
It is.
When you get one, you take a picture, balloons fly everywhere, and you got to get financed to get one in the first place.
It is quite expensive, and especially it always happens when you don't want it to happen, like you'll put it in the toilet and you lose everything that you had. Always happens.
Why do you put it in the toilet?
You drop it in the toilet.
You got brown tooth on
you. Have you ever done that on accident? Or it drops in something, or you falls on the ground and cracks?
In the toilet. They're playing Mario Runs.
You bolted in your bra, it fell in the toilet.
That's right.
Get up to pee or whatever, and it falls out.
Do you want
to
lower
Pokemon your urge to go?
The toilet's running. Who is it?
Oh. You ever want to lower your stress level? I've got an idea for you. Eat more vegetables. According to a new study, every portion of vegetables you add to your plate, then eat, lowers your stress levels by 5%. So if you're eating 5 or 6 servings a day, you'll feel a lot better.
Lowers your stress level.
5 servings of vegetables a day.
Every vegetable you eat lowers your stress level. That's neat to know, I guess. I know people who don't eat vegetables. I don't know how they're not incredibly stressed.
I I cannot ever be a vegetarian or vegan.
I don't feel like I've... Dude, it is very rare that I can come across a meal where I feel like I've had a complete meal without meat being involved.
Right. Well, right. I know. I'm the same way.
I went to a vegan restaurant in Asheville one time. I had a great meal. Really good. I was stuffed when I left there. I was starving 2 hours later.
Really?
Yeah, I was starving 2 hours later. It went through quick. I was starving again like 2 hours later. Man, why don't we spend $50 on lunch then?
Yeah.
So if you want to eat
without meat,
some really good stuff like spinach or kale or those, you know, anything dark and green is good for you. And the reason why is because whatever's in the vegetables, they help with mood stabilizers in the brain with serotonin and dopamine. So it relaxes you and makes you feel better when it's a chemical process. Not only do you get the benefits from eating spinach and helping yourself, antioxidants.
I get down on them jackfruit tacos, though. Jackfruit's good.
What is that?
It's a...
Is this a... God dang it. I swear to God, I hear of a new fruit or vegetable like every other week now, and it's like, oh, you've never heard of
white rutile?
Dragon fruit or whatever?
I saw that in the grocery store.
What is it?
Dragon fruit things.
I think, they got them in a lot of Ingles. I think jackfruit is the thing that Juicy Fruit is flavored after. But
not talking about my bisexual uncle.
I mean, it's kind of just coarse. Some people try to push it on you like it's a pork substitute. You can make, like, tacos with it, like a meat substitute. It isn't that. It's just good food to eat. Don't try to tell yourself that it's just like pork, because obviously it isn't. It's a fruit, so it isn't pork. But when you put it in some tacos, like barbecue tacos, man, it is delicious.
Hmm.
So that's one thing I can eat without meat being involved, and I can enjoy it.
Dragon fruit.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit. Easy for you to remember.
Soy.
Dragon Jack.
Just fill everything with kale. It fills you up. It's cheaper. Yeah. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Snap, Instagram, tweeted, all those things. We appreciate that. Thank you to Gay Timmy for coming in and judging today. And also everyone who voted. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Thank the Lord.
We're already to the end of it.
The FOF line, 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. Also, if you got something to plug, the Return of Free Plug Friday tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah, if you have a business, yard sale, bake sale.
Concert.
Any kind of sale.
Pig picking.
Yeah, wild game supper.
You'll get free radio airtime to promote that tomorrow morning, up to 10 seconds. So,
independent wrestling show.
It's going to be a great great program tomorrow. But right now, we have tickets for you to go see Bush.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
What's a last name we associated with potentially being trashy? Text one of those last names into the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line at 72341. That's 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to go see Bush live at Harrah's Cherokee Casino. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow's Friday the 13th, too.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
I got dibs on the hockey mask.
Okay. I got the machete.
A 93-minute nonstop rock block going to kick off next. Paige is going to rock you at work. Fatboy in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.